All right, so next item is to continue our item six. So Mr. Robertson, if you can, with the help of Mr. Chris Rose, introduce the item.
You bet. So we're going to come back and work with item six, which is the Ag Order stakeholder panel discussions. Today we're going to cover environmental and environmental justice perspectives. Just as a reminder, we're pretty packed today in terms of content, so we have prescribed time allotments both for presenters and for board questions, and we want to try to adhere to that such that we get out at a reasonable time today too, knowing that we want to be out of here by 5. Again, a reminder that this is a listening session, so staff won't be offering their perspective per se. We want to listen and then incorporate what we hear. We encourage the stakeholders around this spectrum of this issue to also do the same. I think with that, I'm going to move it over to Chris Rose, and Chris will provide us a little bit of a reboot here.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. This is Chris Rose, staff with the Central Coast Water Board. Before we begin, I just wanted to let everybody know that with respect to the tape rolling behind us, that the agricultural advocates offered to turn the tape off, but spoke with Mr. Schimmick, who said, no, go ahead, you can keep it rolling. So there is mutual agreement to keep the tape rolling. So this is day two of the workshop. Thank you very much. And again, this is item six, day two. I'm Chris Rose. Elaine Saul, who is the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program Manager, she is here, as well as Arwen Wyatt Mayer, who is a project manager for this particular project. The workshop goals, again, are two: for stakeholders to interact directly with the board, to listen, hear, and understand stakeholder ideas and concerns, to consider incorporation of stakeholders' ideas and concerns in Ag Order 4.0. And like yesterday, staff is taking notes. We are truly listening and trying to understand everybody's concerns as we move forward with developing Ag Order 4.0. The framing questions. So these framing questions were shared with all panelists, including today's panelists. We asked the panelists to devote half or more of their time to one or more of these following questions. What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize nitrate discharge to groundwater to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize nutrient discharge to surface waters to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize toxicity in surface waters from pesticide discharges to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to ensure that riparian and wetland habitat is protected due to agricultural activities and discharges? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize sediment discharge to achieve water quality objectives? And how can the regional board use discharge permit requirements to ensure current and future affordable, safe, and clean water for drinking and environmental uses? The workshop schedule for today is as follows. I'm not going to read it all, but by and large, today we are hearing from the environmental community, as well as the environmental justice community. After all the panelists' discussions and presentations, we will have comment cards. And once again, thank you to all who are participating today and observing. And with that, we will call the environmental panel. Microphone. Come on here.
Excuse me. Can we just take a pause for just a moment?
Okay. Let's take a quick break, like 5 minutes.
Very good.
Thank you.
And then that will give the panelists time to get in place. So we will reconvene at 10:20.